This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed in the U.S. House tonight. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was one of a handful of decisive Republican no votes. He was joined by all of Colorado's Democratic members, Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
There's no evidence of impeachable offenses here. Having been a impeachment manager in the second Trump impeachment trial, I can tell you that with certainty.
The vote failed 214 to 216. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert said it was a total disgrace that Mayorkas survived that vote. El Paso County Representative Doug Lamborn also voted to impeach. House Republicans are expected to bring the resolution up again tomorrow for passage. An injured great horned owl is on the mend at a Pueblo raptor facility after wildlife managers found it with a broken wing on Monday. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us getting a hold of the bird proved challenging.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife posted a video of wildlife officer Demi McDowell chasing the owl across a Colorado Springs snowfield near a woodpile, the bird running along with its injured wing splayed out. McDowell eventually tosses a quilt over the owl's head and then wraps it in a towel, making what she called a great horned owl burrito. The owl is now recovering at Pueblo's Nature and Wildlife Discovery Center. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The election tampering trial for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been delayed again. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that Peters has fired her legal team and hired a new one. That prompted the judge to delay her trial until this summer. This is CPR News.